All right, we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Welcome to, Chewing Cast.
We're going to be chewing a lot during this podcast. We got the latest food of the month. Or the only food of the month. KFC.
Or PFK.
PFK. What's PFK?
Pacific Fried Chicken.
Pacific Fried Chicken. Where in the Pacific?
I don't know. Where in Kentucky?
I don't know. But Kentucky's a lot more, like, specific.
Specific Pacific.
Yeah. We got the chicken. We got a lot of chicken.
Yeah, 25 piece.
25 pieces.
Plus three large sides and fries.
Well, we were supposed to have Kalen today. But Kalen left because of some weird key issue. Explain this to me.
He has a curfew.
His grandma has his key. Well,
he has a curfew. That's it. And if he's not home by then, he has to wait a long time to get back in.
That's kind of weird. Kalen has a weird life.
Yep.
So, I forgot how big this chicken was. Can we say 25? I'm like, I can do it.
Really? Now looking at it, you're just like, it's like a bottomless pit. Like,
yeah, it just looks like, I don't know, a chicken just kind of fell apart. And became all these pieces.
I'm pretty sure we would be able to finish a whole chicken.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Me and Jude could.
You and Jude could. Well, do you think Jude would eat most of it? I feel like he might.
Probably.
I feel like in 25 pieces, Jude would eat like 16 or something.
Maybe.
Probably. When's the last time you had KFC?
Oh. What? Ages. I don't remember. One time when I was at Jude's, I guess.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like KFC, so.
Oh. It sounded like you had a story there.
Nope. Just one time when I was at Jude's.
One time when I was at Jude's, I spilled the drink all over the floor.
Yep, he still talks about it. he just spilled it. Oh, yeah, and there's also a popcorn chicken or something, right?
Is there?
I don't know. What is in that?
I don't know. You want to open it up? We were just joking about the popcorn chicken. But maybe they did give us something.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. I didn't ask for anything
extra. What it is? I already know what it is.
Gravy?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, God.
I don't want the gravy.
Why not?
Because it just looks like too much now.
that was the stopping point for you?
It's just that extra little bit that'll make me more full faster.
I think the fries... It's a good thing the fries aren't here. Oh, wait, they are. I'm not having any fries. You can have them. Those are yours.
I don't really want them now. Yeah, last time I had KFC was, like, I don't know, high school? Maybe.
When was the last time you ordered KFC?
Ordered it? I never order.
You never ordered?
Nope.
So when you went to KFC, it used to just be for...
Well, you mean, like...
Combos?
I don't know. I can't remember what I had.
Great.
I think I might have had it at Richard's house.
Oh.
So, that probably wasn't high school then.
Why not?
Because I didn't really hang out with Richard during high school.
Didn't really hang out with anyone in high school.
No. No friends. It wasn't until graduation you said, hey, Phil, you know what? Let's be friends.
No, it wasn't until after graduation you're like, hey, Chris, you want to be in a video? Yeah, so what? Podcast.
Hey. Do we have a topic list?
No, we don't. It's the same. What's up? Releases, upcoming...
So what's up, Chris?
I don't know. I want Phil to drive me home, but he doesn't want to drive me home.
You're so far.
It's like a 20-minute drive.
No, it's not.
It's like a 25-minute drive.
It's like 30 minutes, and I gotta go back home.
Yeah.
That's an hour.
I said I'd pay him.
I can't. I'm not a chauffeur service.
It's not fair. Oh, so what's up, Phil? Podcast. Anything new? You got a fight stick.
Oh, yeah, I got a fight stick.
Yeah. It's really big. Talk about your fight stick.
I can't. I'm eating.
Why not?
So I got the fight stick.
Oh, my God, this guy. He can do only one thing at a time.
That's true.
So you got a fight stick. Oh, my God.
I got a fight stick. It's a hoary fight stick. Yeah, it's fun. I use it for... pretty much everything now.
Even Batman?
I don't know. I didn't try it. I think you can, though. Mm. So you can set it to... for the joystick to either
be like the D-pad on the controller, or the right analog stick, or the left analog stick.
But then you would need something to control the camera.
Yeah, that's true. Or you could just not control the camera.
Good luck with that.
Or just keep switching it, and then you die everywhere.
Well, I guess for the fight parts, you wouldn't need the analog stick.
Not really.
Just adventuring parts.
Just keep mashing the counter button, and you'll win. It's kind of weird using a fight stick, because I don't know, the last time I played an actual arcade stick was, like, years ago. I was getting pretty good at DOA, and I played it with the fight stick, and I was kind of bad.
Is there any game that you're having the opposite effect of?
Yeah, Street Fighter.
Really? You can do the Dragon Punch move easy here?
Oh, yeah. I can just spam Hadoukens, like, all the time now. It's so easy. Like, it's different, because the reason I had problems with the PS3 one was because when you try to do the sweeping motion, you kind of, like, press everything at once. But, like, it's harder with something like DOA, where a lot of the moves don't involve that kind of motion, where you just kind of either hold back or forwards and stuff. And
okay, I wouldn't know. I'm not a fight expert.
Yeah.
Jude should be here. He can talk fight with you.
Jude likes fighting games?
Yeah.
What does he play?
I don't know. Fighting games.
I don't really talk to Jude much.
What did you talk about when we were on, like, Thursday, then?
I don't know, just whatever came up.
Nothing about fighting games?
No.
Nothing about video games?
I think we talked about video games. We talked about video games live. Hey!
You know, you're supposed to save that for, like, the banter part.
Oh.
But, whatever. We have a format that we follow. It's what's up, and then releases, and then upcoming, and then banter.
Well, it just came up.
Yeah, you could have not led into it.
Well,
why do you think I said Thursday instead of video games live? So we went to Video Games Live.
That was fun.
Was it? They had this weird thing where I was getting, like, so many street passes, but then, like, Phil wasn't getting any.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. Shiggy, what's going on? You got all of them first. I got, like, one or two at a time. And then, suddenly, you didn't get as many, and I was getting more.
But not by much.
But I still never got 10 at a time.
Yeah.
You were getting, like, 10.
And then I got, like, 4, 5, 6, et cetera,
most I got was 6, maybe.
And the sick kid from the Make-A-Wish Foundation was always looking at Phil's 3DS, but, like, Phil's like, I don't want you sick kid to look at my 3DS. Get away from me.
He wasn't a sick kid.
You don't know that.
Well, we don't know that he wasn't.
Yeah, we do. He was sick. He said he was coughing a lot.
Well, yeah.
He was dying.
No, he was just... Yeah, okay, he's dying kid.
See? And Phil was being really mean to him.
I wasn't being mean to him. I was being private.
I kept trying to push Phil's arms to go so the kid could see it better.
No.
But Phil's like, no. I'm busy getting my street passes.
Yeah, it was busy.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't interesting to see. He would have been so disappointed.
He was just curious. You could just show him. Yeah, see, it's not
he
all.
He could see it. He could see it.
Mm. He could have got a better view.
You didn't need a better view. Was this the second Video Games Live for you?
Yep.
How do you think it compared to the first show?
I think the setup was better. Because I've seen all of those, you know, those in-between skits?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've seen them, like, everywhere on YouTube, but I guess since I haven't been paying any attention to video game humor anymore, like...
Yeah.
That newer stuff was funnier.
Yeah.
And I thought the music was a lot better. It was or at least a lot more current, I guess. They had Journey, Skyrim,
yeah.
Some other stuff.
Is there anything, like, that you hated?
The people behind us.
Why?
Because they...
Like those two guys or something?
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on with them.
So, like, here's the thing. I'm pretty sure it was their first time, and it's not their fault.
Yeah.
But Video Games Live, and the reason why I like Video Games Live is because you're allowed to be loud. You can cheer whenever you want, do whatever you want. So, for a lot of it, like, 70% of the reason why I like Video Games Live so much is because of the people there. And it's just crowd. It's like a wrestling crowd. They're just loud, and they just do whatever.
Yeah.
These guys, the minute, like, the composer guy came in, like, they heard everyone going crazy.
Yeah.
And then they were like, huh. You know, normally for concerts, you just some respect and
I heard about that.
Quietly. Here it's just, like, everyone's so immature.
I think one of them was, like, I think he might have been a music guy, like, me a little bit.
Because
he was talking about, like, oh, yeah, when I go to the symphony, you know, I know people are usually, like, respectful.
Yeah.
I heard a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I thought they were... I didn't think of them as being, like, their first time. I thought maybe it was just, he was maybe comparing the way it is here to the way it is there, like, in a normal setting.
Yeah, but it's still his first time at Video Games Live.
Yeah, I don't know if he was, like, criticizing.
I think he was. So I'm like, a dick. Just wait till Tommy tells you can be loud, and then you're going to feel like an asshole. And then he did.
Well, I like that he tells you can be loud, because yeah. I'm pretty sure otherwise people would be quiet at certain points.
Yeah.
But it's nice, like, sometimes people just yell out funny things, or they just, you know, yell at whatever you want, which, it's basically a rock show.
Yeah. It was really fun. Like, that part's really fun.
But it's funny, like, when he says, oh, you know, just yell out whenever you want, be loud, be crazy, and then when he's playing the song and he actually tells everybody, people to go, hey, 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 and nobody does it.
No one wants to be told what to do.
I know. Well, yeah, it's one of those things where if you say, like, you can do this, like, let's all do this together, everyone's kind of like, is the other person going to do it?
Yeah.
Or if I do it and nobody else does it, it's going to be kind of weird.
It's like a standing ovation.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the only one standing up.
You need, like, one row to start it.
Yeah.
And it's, okay, everyone else standing up, or, you know, the guy behind me, I'm not going to block him if I stand yeah. up, so I'll do it too now. Yeah, it was good. I'm glad they didn't play Halo. I don't know why. Because everybody always wants Halo. Ever since the first show we went to, they're just screaming for Halo. That was the encore, because, like, oh, they didn't play it. Then they come back and they play it, and it was cool.
But you told me a different story where it was just them playing the audio as people left.
Mm-mm.
No?
They actually performed it.
Yeah.
I think I remember Jude talking about that it sounded like they were playing a backing track.
Oh.
But, I'm pretty sure they were, but playing along with it.
Yeah. Because that's how they always do it.
Yeah.
And also, we were on the ground this time.
Yeah.
So I felt like we got more of, like, the bass
yeah.
than, like, anything else.
Yeah. Because when, I remember when Tommy was playing his guitar, you could barely hear yeah. it. And then when they did, what was that? Chrono Cross,
yeah,
the solo from the violin, that's like one of the best things. It's the melody,
yeah,
and you couldn't hear it, but I didn't even notice at first because the person in front of me, was their head was sort of blocking that guy, so I wasn't paying attention to him over there. Pretty good show though.
Yeah. And best part,
what?
Cosplay, guess who won? Little kid.
First one out was a little kid dressed as Mario. Everybody's like, oh,
and he was so shy, he was like,
like, what game are Mario. You from?
And he was like, yeah! I was one of them. Phil and Jude were like, no, no, no. That Mass Effect girl, she looks pretty good. The kid, no.
And then the other girl who was dressed as Mario, everyone's just like, yeah, sexy Mario. He's good yeah, too, yeah. But the other Mario, yay!
He's just like a little kid, and he's so shy.
Of course. Everybody loses when it's a little kid.
Yeah.
The Mega Man one's pretty good.
I guess so.
He got his deserved applause. But he didn't win, of course.
I didn't want him to win. I wanted a little kid to win. What, a little kid or a girl? Those are the choices for me.
Was this kid or girl?
No, it was like an Asian boy or something.
Oh.
Last year it was both a little girl.
Was it like a Mario thing again?
Yeah, she was Luigi last year.
Oh, yeah. Just put on, like, the hat.
Yeah. Yeah, her shirt wasn't... I think it was just green, and she had, like, blue overalls.
Green shirt, blue pants.
And then the Luigi
and a hat. Just any old hat with an L on it.
Yeah.
I'm Luigi. Aww. I'm also a little kid.
I
put this together myself.
Aww.
You know.
So adorable. No, but last year it wasn't as vocal. That's the thing. Like,
no?
Eventually, it led up to her winning at some point.
Oh, yeah.
But then like, here, like the first one, it's like, yes!
Yeah, everybody knew.
And then Phil found a new instrument that he wants to buy.
I found out what that was. So during one of these, what was it? The Donkey Kong
yeah, the Donkey
thing.
Kong. That girl, first time in North America.
First time in North America. That girl like, plays like the flute and does like half the show by herself pretty much now.
Yeah.
She came out and did a Donkey Kong. It's like an electronic clarinet that's also, it's a synthesizer that's a wind instrument instead of a keyboard.
Oh, really?
So that's why you could have all the different sounds.
Ah.
It's called an EWI. EWI. I looked it up.
How much is it?
I didn't look at prices. I just watched videos on YouTube. But yeah, you can record like a looping backing track on it
so
and just play your own stuff.
That's so awesome.
It's so cool,
that's
yeah.
Awesome. And you can make MIDI sounds on it.
Yeah. It's a synthesizer. It sounds awesome. Like a guitar or
it's
something.
Awesome.
It's one of those instruments that's really cool, but at the same time, incredibly nerdy when you see it.
So who cares?
I know. It's just, it's like the stylophone. Like, that's kind of cool. But then every time I see videos, it's always some nerdy person really playing up the fact that, like, hand, stylophone, you
yeah.
can play the Star Trek.
Whatever. So it's like, whenever you see someone with a piano, they always, like, act up like they're playing the best thing ever.
Or they're playing video game music.
Yeah. And I'm wearing this costume, so you know I'm legit. Like, what? No. There's this one girl. I don't want to discredit her or anything. But, like, if she plays, like, Mario or something, or even Sailor Moon, she'll, like, dress up in, like, proper attire.
Who?
Some girl. Just, like, whatever.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then some of the comments are, the reason why I like you so much is because you actually dress up in this, because it shows how much you care. Like, no, not really. It doesn't...
You're into the theatrics of it, yeah. I guess, or... Yeah, you don't really need to care to do that.
Nope.
You just have to have some money. Because
guess what? A certain someone played a Final Fantasy song in a Batman costume? Are you telling me that person didn't like Final Fantasy?
He didn't really care?
Yeah. Was he trolling everyone? Is that what he's trying to piss people off?
Yeah. Because, you know, when you play it, not dressed as Sephiroth.
It's not even the right game.
It doesn't even show that you care.
But whatever.
Who cares? Just Sephiroth.
I'm sure you know if you ask, like, a normal Final Fantasy fan, and you play a song from, like, past, before 7, they'll be, yeah, I think that was in Final Fantasy 7. Me and Jude came up with a theory that Square Enix are being too hoity-toity with their video footage, and that's why they never show any Square Enix footage for video game stuff. Yeah.
I didn't think of it at first with Kingdom Hearts, because he sort of worked around it so well.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's Disney stuff. We're going to show the classic Disney footage. Like, oh, that's pretty nice. But then later on, driving home, like, yeah, that's a Square game. Now I see.
Yeah. And they didn't show any footage for Zelda either, which is weird. Because they had, like, other Nintendo games.
That was strange. And even, remember for Mario, they showed, like, some cartoons.
Yeah.
That was weird. Because in the past, they've showed footage of those
games. Yeah, I could have sworn.
I don't understand. And I watched a video online of them doing that same Mario thing. They didn't have the cartoon, but instead of showing game footage, they just showed, like, the title screen for the whole thing.
Really?
Then when they went to Mario 2, they'll show the Mario 2 title screen. They're not showing gameplay, which is really weird.
Wow.
Maybe they're losing the rights to something. But that doesn't make sense because it's such a huge show.
Is it? I mean, if they're losing rights. Or maybe because they're becoming huger, the people want more money out of it.
Maybe.
And T.T. Alarico's like, yo, my Advent Rising music money isn't... It can't do everything here.
I know.
Yeah, they only showed, probably for Nintendo stuff, they only showed, like, Smash Brothers, right? Well, like, current.
Even for Smash, when they did the Smash Brothers one, it was people playing the game.
Yeah. But then they also had it for Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have actual Pokemon game. They only had Smash Brothers stuff.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, they showed a little bit of the Game Boy stuff. Like, really fast snippets.
And then some weird, like, 3D fan-made video.
I don't know. I thought some of those were, like, Pokemon Stadium or...
Some of them were. Yeah. But, like, when it comes to, like, actual Pokemon that you would know...
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And they showed a lot of the anime.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but...
That's what I remember when I think of Pokemon.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of part of the whole popularity of it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was thinking about it later, like, that's not really the video game.
Yeah.
Because if they played, like, the main theme from the cartoon or something, I'd say, that's cool, but this is video games live. Well, I guess they did the Team Rocket thing, which is a cartoon thing. Mm.
Well, if you think about it that way, then they shouldn't have showed any Disney stuff.
Yeah.
Or at least Disney show stuff. They could have done, like, Disney video game stuff.
Or, you know, just force Square.
Or you know, Kingdom Hearts footage. Just DeviantArt search for Kingdom Hearts, and there you go.
Oh, I like all those cosplayers they always do for the Final Fantasy ones.
Not even then. Like, some of the artwork you just see at the bottom, like a watermark, DeviantArt / whatever. Like, I kept saying to Jude, like, it's all DeviantArt. He's like, no, shut up. And then that one showed up, just says with DeviantArt, and I looked at him, he's like, fuck you, Chris.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Good stuff, guys. Did you have a favorite one? Favorite segment, song?
Yeah, when I had that weird, like, mind freak, when the girl sang in, like, a low diaphragm for the Civilization song, I was like, what? She can go that low? What's going on? But then Phil explained to me later.
Yeah.
Something was up with that.
Microphone problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. Because I was like, I was waiting, because I knew that song was a guy who sang it. I was like, how's she going to do this? And then suddenly he's like,
what? No way. She's really good.
I'm looking around at people wondering if someone's going to start laughing.
I like last year's version of that song, because they got people to sing it.
I don't remember them playing it last year.
Yeah, they did. They got some, like, black guy and some, like,
Oh, yeah, guy. They had the guy who was... Was he originally on the song?
I don't know. Something they had something to do with the song.
I think he was. I remember him from the Blu-ray.
Yeah, he was one of them, and then there was someone else.
Yeah, there are two guys who sang it. They did like a duet thing.
There's this one girl from the chorus thing. I don't know. You probably didn't see her, but I saw her. She's a brunette, and when she was singing that song, or anytime she was singing,
yeah,
she was like her eyes were like dead straight on the composer with this look of lust. Like, I want you.
It's like, I'm singing your song.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm singing to you, not anyone else. And I was like,
it's just you and me.
Yeah, I was like, and I was like, is there some sort of drama stuff going on in Video Games Live that I don't know about? What's going on? But yeah, it could have just been her being like really professional, being into it or whatever.
Yeah, maybe she like lost her spot and she had to watch the conductor.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Video Games Live, email Tommy. Fun.
Fun times.
And then we went for Faux afterwards because.
Oh, yeah. Faux was good.
Yeah. That girl was cute, the one with the glasses.
What?
The server.
Oh, I didn't really look at her.
She splashed water in my face.
Oh, yeah. It's like, sorry.
It's like, all right.
Do you want more napkins?
Sorry, you're cute. Don't worry about it.
It's like, no. Just be cool.
Yeah, just sit on my lap. But I'm not creepy
at all.
We'll
get some napkins later.
Yeah. For you.
Boom, boom, boom.
Releases. Nothing came out.
Hey. Good for us.
Yeah, hooray. However, new upcoming, we have something.
Yeah, today, the reason we mentioned Kaylin is because Kaylin was here for a purpose. Kaylin always comes with purpose.
Did he come for a purpose last time?
We saw a movie?
No.
We said, hey, Kaylin, you want a podcast?
I think so.
That was his purpose.
It's a podcast.
To help us podcast. Yes. Inject some variance into our... or normal.
Notice
podcast.
Notice
time.
Notice when it was just Phil and Derek. It was just Phil and Derek. Phil and Chris. Yeah, you get some people.
Yeah.
Chris
has contacts. You know.
Yeah.
Me and Derek don't know anybody.
More so that the people that you know that would join this are more connected to me.
Yeah, like I'm friends with Jude. Derek's friends with Jude, but. I don't think there's ever been a time when it was like me, Derek, and Jude hanging out.
Probably not.
Maybe in high school.
Yeah.
When it was lunchtime and Chris said, hey, I gotta go get some fries. I'll be right back.
Or you guys aren't cool enough for me. Let me go away from
you. And we're like, you know what, Jude? It's a little awkward right now. We'll just be silent until Chris comes back.
That's weird. I don't understand. Like, I became friends with Jude because he was in my religion class.
Yeah.
Like, grade 9 religion. And then I don't know how you guys...
Who did you have for that?
Mr. McArdle. That guy that was only there for like one year or whatever.
I had that class. How do you feel that class?
I just didn't care. Religion, who cares?
Yeah, I guess. See, in religion class, as long as you do the work, it doesn't matter how well you do it, you pass.
I didn't do the work.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
It's just one of those classes.
Yeah. I don't think Phil has failed a class in high school.
No, I failed one in university, though.
Oh. Oh, yeah, it's because you're trying to be like a... computer programmer. And you're just like,
I forget what the class that was.
Hyper computer programming.
I think it was like my logic class.
C++. If is therefore. Ah!
That's pretty much what it was.
Ah!
All the time.
I don't understand.
No, I had to do Java. I couldn't understand Java.
There's, in high school, grade 10, there was a class called computer science. Yeah. And the only description was learn about computer hardware. So I thought, oh, you learn about memory card, video card, all that stuff. I was like, okay, yeah, sure, no problem. No, it was all Visual Basic.
In the grade 11 one, I think, we did do a bit of computer hardware. All it was we took one of the old school computers, opened it up, and he's like, okay, this is the CPU, that's the hard drive, this is the memory. And it was like, I mean, how do you get 15 guys just standing around one tower trying to look at it? I'm like, okay, I can't see it. Don't bother. I kind of know what's inside a computer already. I don't really care.
I didn't know, so I was looking forward to that class.
There's no test or anything on that. There's no assignments to do with it. It's just, hey, we got to cover this one thing for curriculum purposes, which they do a lot of in high schools. It's just because this is what I took away from teaching. There's a lot of stuff they have to cover, mandated by the province.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't have time for it. So they say, well, here's a little activity that kind of has to do with it.
Really?
If you do well, it's, you know, I don't care. But then they can at least say, look, I did it. I covered that aspect.
So it doesn't even matter if it's like There's not, like, a percentage that goes into that.
Well, there would be, thing. Like, for those kinds of things, there would be percentages that counts towards your final grade, but it would be so little.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you know what, hey guys, we kind of added this one thing, it'd be fun to do, you know, let's give it a try.
Eh. Wow.
It's just, you know, what are they learning? Great. I don't know. But, you know, I'm the teacher, I'm covering my bases.
Yeah. I guess so, you gotta look out for number one first.
Yeah.
You know, they say children are the future, it's like, well, not if you have to cover all these stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Too bad, kids.
Anyways, filming. It was called The Kalen.
The Kalen. Hey, why was Kalen in it? I don't know.
Yeah.
That was fun. It was a good one, I think.
It's a slow build. There's a reason why. The whole point of it was at the end, but I had to figure out a way, well, how did we get to that?
Chris wrote 3.5 pages of script. It was unfinished. Half of that was, like, the build-up to what the script was actually supposed to be about.
Well, yeah, it was like, once you get to that end, like, you can't just have that.
It's a good end, though.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It was really good. It's worth it.
I'm excited for this one. Also because it's got Kalen in it. We've never had him in a video.
Here's a little tip about Kalen. Pretty good at improv.
He is.
Better than someone else.
I mean, we gave him something that is good. You know, he knows about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there is some hidden talent there that we don't know about. But yeah, he's pretty good. He did well.
Yeah, originally, it was supposed to be Phil and Kalen talking about stuff, but then I was like...
No.
I don't think Phil can act that the way it's supposed to.
No. No, I can't. I wouldn't be able to. You guys did a great job.
Yeah. It was fun.
It's fun. It's got a little bit of video games.
See, like, in the beginning, Phil, much like the script, was like, kind of, whatever. Just light there, yeah, okay, whatever, it's good enough. But then once you get to that final part, there it is. Phil got back into director mode.
Just an explosion of awesomeness. Yeah, because that first part, I don't like directing myself. When I have to be in stuff, it's a little weird. Even doing, like, the film challenges with Derek, it's just awkward directing my own stuff. Like, myself. I just prefer to get it done with and move on to you guys.
Yeah, look out for that hopefully next month.
I think I'll try to get it done next month.
Before the next podcast,
so we can have something to talk about, finally.
Well, I mean, we'll have lots of stuff to talk about in that podcast. Oh, yeah.
Good stuff coming next month.
Man. Your birth month.
Wii U.
Yep.
This video.
There you go. Boom.
No, maybe we'll get Kalen in to talk about it.
Well, yeah, I think Kalen and Jude are going to be there.
Sweet.
See? I bring in all them dudes.
It's a party when Chris enters the room, man. He just says, hey, I know they weren't invited, but I brought them.
Yeah.
I say, you know what? It was a party of two originally. Now it's a party of four. I don't know where
this is. And all of us stare at the window and go, just, Derek.
Oh, Derek. Miss you.
Yeah.
I miss you like crazy. Who was that, Moffitt's?
I don't know, Hanson. Hey, it's finished charging. Park it. What time is it?
Today it is 10:05.
So let's say we got here around like 4?
Yep.
6 hours.
So Chris, did we talk about this?
We didn't.
Chris got the Nyko battery plus for
the 3DS. Yeah, the extra battery thing.
And we did a little test today. It was almost completely empty.
It was blinking red.
Blinking red, which means it's going to die soon. He plugged it in for 6 hours. Yeah.
That's and now it's fully charged.
How long did it last you before?
Oh, the entire week.
Yeah? Like, how much did you play it, though?
Zero.
Okay.
Only street passes.
So on standby, it can last, like, a week. That's pretty good.
And, yeah, so for me, I really like this thing because when I do street passes, I just turn it on, leave it on my bag, and then I always forget about it.
Yeah.
So, like, old times, I would always, like, the battery would die out. But now, because I have a longer one, it just keeps going.
Yeah.
So it's good.
It's good, man.
Just leave it on for all the entire
time. It's good investment, people. Yeah. Don't get the 3DS XL because they don't have the extra battery for it yet.
They don't? You can't put the other battery in it? Oh, it's too big?
I don't think so. Yeah, that one's too big. Oh. Actually, I'd still take an XL over this one.
Why?
If I had the chance. I just like it bigger. You know.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you know.
It's not like it's a TV.
It's easier to read small text, you know.
Okay, if you had the option to... You know how the PSP has that input thing to the TV?
Yeah.
Would you do that?
No, that's just hassle.
I think you put the 3D on and the 3D will come out because that's just how it works.
Oh, is this how it works?
I don't know. Probably
sweet.
Not. I don't think it would. There's this video game site and they recorded in 3D.
Yeah.
And they put the footage up on 3D to their website. It says, hey guys, we don't know. Does this work? And everyone was like, no, it's not working. Like, it just looked really blurry. So people tried to put on their glasses. It's like, you know, kind of. A little bit. It's like, no.
Was it like the red and blue 3D or?
I don't remember. Maybe.
I remember for a while YouTube had something like that.
Really?
Yeah. YouTube does 3D now, right?
I don't know.
Some stuff. Sometimes
YouTube live stream. Let's do a live stream.
YouTube live stream?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't know. Lemminkisu does it all the time. Or Sachi, sorry.
All right.
Like, hey, guys. I'm
going to live stream. Because our other live stream went over pretty well.
Oh, whatever.
Let's try that again.
And then, yeah, just look in the camera, blink your eyes, look at your makeup.
Yeah. Hey guys. These are my new contacts. Yeah. They're red.
Really good. And they make my eyes look really anime.
Yeah, they make me look like Ichi from, I don't know, what anime has a character named Ichi?
I don't know. I am Ichi.
I am Ichi. Yeah. How would Ichi you say alive. That in Japanese?
Huh?
How would you say that in Japanese?
Watashi wa Ichi.
Watashi wa Ichi. Sugoi,
kawaii. Watachi.
Watachi.
Yeah, see?
Watachi.
That's our new anime.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yep.
Coming out
Crunchyroll.
But now we're called anime.
It's called anime.
Tranime. No, that's not a good... Nope. See, live podcast, folks. That's not a good idea.
So, banter time. Hey!
Yay. We went to Video Games Live. See, that's where it would have came in. And also the battery thing would have came in there too.
Yeah.
I saw Transformers for the first time, Dark of the Moon.
Yeah.
The third one.
Yeah.
It was on Netflix.
Yeah.
So I watched it. I also got Netflix. And my mom uses it a lot, so I feel like I get use out of it.
What do you use it on?
Me?
Yeah.
She uses it on her iPad.
Oh. Is that where you watch the movie?
Pretty much, yeah. That movie sucks.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it does.
You know that whole scene where like the building falls?
Yeah.
And then they survive and all of a sudden they're just on the floor?
Yeah.
They don't explain how they got out?
Yeah.
What? Why?
Movie magic.
Ugh. And then they just killed off Megatron like it was nothing.
Yep.
See, the whole problem is like, it was Megatron versus Sentinel. And then, you know, Optimus should have had his moment where he beats Sentinel, but instead, no, Megatron comes in. Kills him, basically. And then Megatron's like, hur, hur, hur. And then Optimus kills Megatron, and then Optimus finishes off Sentinel. So Optimus doesn't get, like, his shine back.
Nope.
Because Megatron did all the work.
Yep.
Transformers.
More than meets the eye. You'll think it's good, but it's not.
It was dumb.
Did you think it was better than the second one?
No. I thought this was the worst one.
I thought it was better than the second one.
But Prime Heaven was so cool.
The second movie was like, it felt so slow at times.
An Optimus fused with another Autobot.
He was a Fusor.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And then they kill off, what happened to Motorcycle Autobot lady?
Oh, RC?
Yeah. Where was she in this one?
I don't know.
It's like all of a sudden they just brought in new people.
Yeah, it's just like in the cartoons. They just bring in new characters because there's new toys.
And then they had that scene of Cybertron and it looked stupid. It didn't look futuristic at all. It looked like a jungle. Like a robot jungle. And the arc looked horrible.
Everything's horrible.
And then the arc was on the moon?
Yep.
Why? Why were Decepticons on the moon?
This is Neil Armstrong. And I'm gonna go inside now, and hey, what's that?
They got Buzz Aldrin to do that.
R.I.P. Neil Armstrong. Wait, he's the one who died, right?
Yeah, he is the one.
Is Buzz Aldrin still alive?
I think so.
Okay, good job, Buzz. You survived.
There's this funny tweet that I saw. It was it's about Neil Armstrong when he died. He says, there's old rumor that Neil Armstrong would tell a joke, and then no one would laugh, and he'd go, you'd have to be on the moon to get it.
Why?
Yeah. No, sorry.
Good job,
Neil. He would tell a moon joke and it wouldn't be funny. So, you had to be there.
Yeah. Good job, Neil. Yeah. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah. And then the girl that they got to be the new pretty lady, her acting was horrible.
Yeah, because she's not an actress. She's a
model. I'm gonna say some words. I love you, Sam Wisely.
Sam Wisely. I can't even remember his name.
Sam Witwicky or something.
Oh, Witwicky.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Like Mick Mickey.
McMickey. I'm so full.
I mean, I thought Razorbeak was kind of cool, aside from the fact that he spoke English.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
And it had no
and
connection to that gun.
Soundwave.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
He was, like, there for one scene, wasn't he?
Yeah.
In the beginning?
Wait, was this the one when he was the satellite?
No, that's the second one.
He was the car in this one.
I guess so.
The cool car.
Sure.
Where he's like, hey, where'd you get that car from?
And then they kept confusing it with Shockwave.
I remember before this movie came out, they said, okay, Shockwave's in this movie. He's like the big bad guy. And then you watch the movie and Shockwave doesn't really do anything.
Well, I mean, he is considered, I guess he is the big bad guy because it's like, oh no, watch out for Shockwave.
Yeah, but he didn't seem that bad.
No.
He didn't do a lot.
His tentacles did a lot.
Yeah.
Was that even him or was that another Decepticon?
I don't know. In the cartoon, Shockwave is just like a guy who works at a control panel.
Yeah, and he says, had one eye, and it was awesome.
I'm going to open the bridge now.
Yeah. And then Decepticons don't speak English, they just scream.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why?
Because screaming is cool, and Michael Bay says, hey.
Like, you know what? I like screaming. I was like, first Transformers, you know what? It was fine. You know, it wasn't going to be... We were going to hate it anyways, but for what it was fine. Second one, I was like, you know, it's really dumb, but it's good. Prime Heaven, you know. And then this one's just like, oh, man.
What's going on here?
Yeah. Like, they... I don't know. They just take away the Transformers, and then that movie would still have happened.
Yeah.
Nothing would have changed.
That movie could have just been, like, Big Machines.
Yeah, Big Machines.
That's Transformers, and they're doing a fourth
machines
one.
Machines in stealth. Stealth machines.
Did you hear those comments that Hugo Weaving made, where he's like... I mean, he wasn't really putting down the movies, but he pretty much said, well, I don't really care about those movies because they just called me to do some voice. I didn't really read the script. It was a 2-hour recording session.
Really?
I never met Michael Bay. I just kind of did it in a studio over the phone for him. And yeah, that's it. It was a job.
Wow. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, because he doesn't have to be there for anything. Yeah. They say, hey, you've got X amount of lines. Can you just record them? You don't have to read the script.
No. Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah. I don't blame him.
Yeah. And then he wasn't that ruthless in what he said. And then Michael Bay said, he retaliated on his website. And he's like, oh, you know, these actors acting all blah, blah, blah. They got all this money and they don't, you know, they don't respect their work. And then he took it down.
Because he knew he was right.
But, yeah, but it was funny because when I read it, they put it on the websites first and then they said he took it down already. But it's just saved everywhere. Sorry, Michael Bay.
Yeah.
I played the the War for Cybertron game.
Oh, yeah?
That was fun.
Did you finish it?
No, I didn't finish. I got to this point where you have to save some guy, but then all these people keep attacking you. And when that guy starts dying, you have to go up to him and heal him. But while you're healing him, you start getting shot and killed.
So I can't beat it. It's like an escort mission?
Not really escorting, because he's in one spot. But it's pretty much the same idea. So you have to protect him.
While you go off and kill people?
While you're killing people who keep coming at you.
Oh, okay.
And of course, throughout the whole game, you're always with two other robots.
Mm.
But they're so useless. You still have to kill everybody yourself. And
you have it?
I got it on Steam, actually.
Oh, you can run Transformers on your computer?
Yeah,
you said yours is not a gaming setup.
It wasn't built to be a gaming computer.
But it is, because you can run
Transformers. It can handle it.
See? Steam.
That's
what's your
fun.
Name on Steam? I want to give you. I give all my friends dumb gift.
I'll have to check. I forget. I haven't used it for a long time. I haven't played that game for a long time.
I got Jude, Derek, and Kaylin a game that cost like 99 cents.
What was it?
It was Hydrophobia. It's a really bad game, but it was 99 cents. So I was like, "What do you want from me?" And I think I gave Kaylin like Sniper Elite or something, and that was like 2-3 bucks or something.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yep, that's what it is.
I noticed that too. Because the first time I tried it, like Derek was telling me about the big summer sale.
Because
As a thank you to Justin for creating our site, we wanted to just like get him all these really cheap games. And yeah, there's just a lot of weird stuff on there.
Yep.
I bought, I also bought LA Noir, but I never installed it because I always go to it and it says like, oh, this will be like a 12 gigabyte download.
Wow.
I only paid about $3 or $4 for this. I don't really need it.
Yeah.
Oh, did you watch Prometheus?
Oh, no. That's I'll get to that along with Akira sometime.
Akira. You've seen Akira, though.
I told you. I've probably seen it, but I haven't seen it in, like, order.
In order.
Like, I'm pretty sure I've seen all the scenes, but I don't think I've seen them, like, all in succession to one another.
Okay.
Like, I saw the psychic battle, I saw the bike battle, I saw where he turned into the big thing, and then Akira shows up.
Uh-huh. I mean, that's, like, the whole movie.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I haven't seen it, like, all...
Honestly, it's a good movie. There's a lot of stuff that's really slow and boring in the middle. The action's awesome.
That's anime for you.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
Except for this new one called From the New World. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah?
Yeah. You should watch it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I get kind of bored with anime
it's like,
for some reason.
It's like kids, well, everyone has psychic powers, so they're trying to, and this is like 1,000 years into the future, so they're trying to figure out what happened in the past to make, how did this all get to the point that it is now?
The problem I always have with anime when I watch it now is I feel like I've seen these characters in other anime shows.
But you've seen like the same, you see Antonio Banderas, badass Spanish guy, so many times.
I don't watch Antonio Banderas.
No, but you've seen that like stereotype, so I don't get your point.
I don't know, I just don't feel like watching like 26 episodes.
You just don't like Japanese people.
No, you caught me.
Yep, found you out, because he's half Chinese and they have a...
Yeah, we have a thing going on.
So he half hates them.
Yeah.
That's why Phil and Derek were able to get on so well, because Derek's 1/8 Japanese.
Is he? I can see that.
No, not at all. No, that's the thing that Judo always comes up to me. He's like, I'm pretty sure he's 1/8 Japanese. I'm like, no, he's not. He's like, but what? Jason told me he was.
Jason told me. Hey, this guy I rarely ever talk to told me one time.
Him and Jason were tight.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. When?
Like, grade 10 or something, grade 11.
Huh. I can't see Jude hanging out with Jason.
Well, they used to. No, I can't see modern-day Jude hanging out with Jason.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't remember old Jude.
How come you don't have any friends that know the Canada thing?
What do you mean?
That I don't really hang out with?
Richard?
Fair enough. Why is he going to be? Let him be in a video.
He actually just asked me, because I told you he texted me earlier about that Terran Black video.
Uh-huh.
He said, hey, you should make a music, you should like redo it and make it a music video. I said, yeah, I was thinking about like doing another guitar video, which I have been.
But you've been like for like the past 5 years, right?
Pretty much, yeah. There's another one by the same guy, the same remixer.
Well, how do you pronounce his name?
Alshon.
Okay, I always call it like Alshon. Yeah.
Alshon.
Alshon?
He's got another song that I know how to play, and I just wanted to do another, like, clone video with that.
Mm-hmm.
I just never got around to it, because that's such a big process.
But you used to do it all the time.
I was so lazy.
Remember, like, testing with Jude, and he did the clone thing.
Okay, that kind of cloning is easy. Doing the, like, mixing the music stuff, that's hard.
Oh.
Because I think I kind of figured it out by accident.
Oh, yeah, you're going to need my hard drive today.
Oh, yeah. We filmed a bunch of, or not filmed, recorded a bunch of Jack-ins
last week, but Phil was too lazy.
Last week, yeah.
But it's so late now. Do you really want it?
What?
The Jack-ins.
Oh, yeah, because you need your hard drive back. Some other time.
No, I'll give it to you now. I'll get it up there. Once a week.
All right.
Every Wednesday. It's easy. Wednesday? You just got to time the thing together.
All right. Jack-ins coming back, all you Viral Sugar fans out there.
All one of you.
You know, just keep checking the website.
These are good. Don't even check the website. I think I closed the website.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Check the YouTube channel?
Yeah. That's still up.
Yeah, and we'll also post on Canada Nothing and everything. Yeah, these are some, like, little gems we found on PlayStation Network.
Yeah.
Some good stuff. Really fun games. What did you think of those games? Like,
Legitimately.
Should we tell them what they are, or should they wait and see?
I thought, I don't think it cares. I think Hungry Giraffe was pretty shitty. Because it was just like, you're going up. So going home, I finally got it. It's like a boosting game where you have to keep collecting items to keep boosting upwards.
Yeah.
But the thing is that like you just had the same backdrop like for the entire level.
Yeah. It's not as fun as the like boosting games where you go like forwards as well. And you just get stuff like you hit things and fly around. It's not as fun. Even though I finished the game, it's not that fun.
You didn't finish Hamster Ball.
I didn't finish Hamster Ball because it got so hard. There's all these levels that where the railing disappears, and then you just keep falling.
Yeah, you showed that a lot in the game. You just kept falling.
Well, some of those ones were easier to go through. But,
Was the Tron one considered to be hard?
Yeah, that's pretty hard.
Yeah.
Because the pathway actually disappears, too.
Oh.
So, yeah, we also did Hamster Ball. If you've ever played Super Monkey Ball, you know.
It's not the same premise, but different design.
Pretty much. Different animal.
Phil, you haven't played Monkey Ball. You don't know.
I've played Super Monkey Ball.
You said you never did.
I think I played one of them. I played a demo of the 3DS one.
Great.
I never played a full game, though. Great.
But, so, yeah, same premise, but different gameplay.
Yeah.
And then we did the entirety of episode 1 of Blue Toad Diaries.
Oh, man. How long was that? Like 45 minutes?
In total, probably like half an hour each.
Okay, more than 45 minutes.
Yeah.
What was it called? Blue Toad Diaries?
Blue Toad something Murder Files.
Murder Files.
Yeah.
Again, from PlayStation Network.
Yeah, it was free.
Episode 1, there's supposed to be 6 of them. I don't know where the 6 others are.
I don't know what happened.
The other 5?
Yeah.
I added that to my download queue, in July. So it's been, 3 months or so.
That's probably how long since I've had that capturing device.
Yeah.
And we just had constant problems after problems with that thing.
So that game was just basically a puzzle kind of game.
Yeah.
Solving puzzles.
Yeah.
You go around and they say, hey, here's a riddle or something. Yeah, and
solve it.
Give us the right answer. And here's a gold medal for it if you do it fast enough.
Yeah.
Without getting it wrong.
Yeah, which barely happened.
Because sometimes we're just like...
What? We weren't paying attention to the story.
Yeah, because we're trying to talk at the same time. Yeah. And, yeah. I thought we were going to stop after, 3 puzzles. And Chris is like, just keep going. Yeah,
we're almost at the halfway point.
It's there's only 12. We've done 4 already.
Yeah.
Just keep going. Yeah.
So if you want to see the entirety of that...
We even split it up into 2 or something.
Yeah, we did. We got ice cream afterward. No, we got popsicles.
Popsicles.
For episode 2. And then, for part 2, I was just like... I wasn't even that involved until Phil said, Phil, Chris, I need your help. I was like, what? Oh, right. I was busy looking at the internet.
Yeah,
I still don't have internet.
I don't like that game.
No, we gotta do episode 2.
No, no. This is gonna be, a 12-hour series.
Yes, yes. We need this. We need content to go up on Vial Sugar.
No.
See, that way we're good for a month, so then we can find 4 more games to do next month.
Yeah. Yeah, we should do some other games.
Yeah,
we need Jude.
I know. We need the expert, Jude.
Yeah, because Jude knows games.
Yeah, Jude and Kalen.
Kalen knows games.
Yeah.
Kalen is the closest I can think of people I know to being, pro gamer.
Kalen?
Because he just seems to, play games all the time.
He just plays a lot. That doesn't mean he's pro.
I don't mean like if there's pro here and then there's Kalen here, nobody can see this, and then we're kind of behind Kalen a little bit, so he's the closest, you know?
I don't know. I think on a good if I didn't have a job, I'd be right there with Kalen.
Maybe
shut up. I know I could. No, you want me to quit my job and then
become pro gamer?
I'm not gonna become a pro gamer.
Yeah.
I'm saying I'll be like Kalen.
I think you should go pro.
No, that's not my thing.
Here, I'll loan you the fight stick.
That doesn't mean anything. There's a point in Street Fighter where I thought, you know what, I can probably do this, and I fought Derek and lost 3 times. Alright, never mind.
Yep. Well, that happens in every game when you play against Derek. It's just, you know what, I think I can do this.
Yeah.
And nope.
Yeah.
What was that game we were playing where it was me and you kept trading off because we kept losing to him?
Halo?
No, it was a fighting game. It might have been Soul Calibur.
I don't, probably, maybe, I don't know.
I think it was on Xbox.
No, I think, I never played Soul Calibur. No? I think maybe I you gave it to me once, and then I just said, I don't want to play this anymore.
Virtual Fighter?
Mm.
It was a fighting game.
Sure.
Maybe it was Marvel vs. Capcom 2, I don't know.
You have Soul Calibur now.
I do have Soul Calibur,
yeah,
Soul Calibur 5. I don't know where it is right now.
Somewhere on the ground over there. Tommy Piece, I think I had 5. I think this is my 5th.
I think I had 4. I didn't finish the 4th one.
Oh, man. There's, still 20 left.
You're taking some of this home.
No, how am I taking it home? It's all going to fall in my bag.
Your
costume is going to smell like chicken. Do you want that?
No,
do you want that?
Speaking of costume, what was I going to say?
Oh, so you're going to be Batman for Halloween.
Well, not for, yeah. Or not for Halloween.
You're having some party or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, my family, my cousin was born on Halloween.
Mm.
So this year he's like, let's do a costume party, guys. And I was like, eh, I don't really have a costume. Oh, wait, Phil has Batman. Okay, yeah, let's do this.
Hey.
So
does that mean a new video's coming? I don't know.
Does it?
I don't know. Just turn on your Vita when you're in costume. Here you go, guys. Here's episode 2. Hey. Episode 3.
Hey, guys. Here's my new Batman cosplay. As you can see, my eyes are really dark like Batman's. And yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking about doing another video with you in Batman costume. And then me as, like, semi-thief. And you'd be like, yo, let's do it again. Let's make another trilogy. Like, what are you talking about? No. And it'd just be like, but come on. And you're like, no. And then that'd be the end of it.
I don't think I have the energy to do something like that anymore.
No, but, like, that'd just be the skit.
Yeah.
It's like, let's do it.
No, I'm saying, like, if we really decided to do one, I don't think I have the energy to do
that. Because Derek's gone. Derek was, like, your energy source for that.
Well, yeah, I mean, Derek, like, wrote most of it, and he did all the camera work. But it was just all the acting and directing and driving around, figuring out locations.
But that's the thing, for HD Remake, we would have known all of that.
For what?
For the HD Remake, we would have known all that.
Yeah.
Just go to the same spots. Where was that? Okay, there it was.
Yeah, we're doing the HD Remix, guys.
No, we're not. Derek left.
Who's going to be the big boss?
Who's going to be Riddler?
Well, Alex. Obviously.
Okay, fine. If you want to do the HD Remix with Alex, go ahead. I won't be in it.
No.
I know he apologized and everything, but whatever.
His half-hearted apologies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys.
It was a different time in my life. I didn't have a girlfriend back then.
But now I've changed.
And my girlfriend has a horse.
Can we have the Riddler ride a horse instead of a bike?
Where's my horse mobile?
Yeah. That'll go over well with those phone calls.
Yep.
Where's my horse mobile? Click. Yeah, any other movies or games or anything?
No.
I've just been playing fighting games. I'm not going to talk about those because people know
what that's all about. If Jude or Kaylin were here, I'd get more technical, but games are out.
Eh.
Playing video games.
Wii U coming.
I wanna get a TV. I don't know.
Have you seen those gamer glasses?
No.
Oh, I was hoping you could tell me what they were.
I don't really pay attention to 3D stuff, so.
See, I don't know if they're 3D glasses. They say gamer glasses. They're like $80.
Oh, is it just one of those like HD glasses?
I guess. It looks like, hey, wear these glasses and you'll look cool while you play Call of Duty.
You can just wear a hoodie and be all mysterious.
Yeah, it's like in case you're playing, you know, with Skype on so you can see your friends or something.
Gamer hoodie.
And they could see how cool you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but people buy them. I don't know why.
At Best Buy?
Yep. I don't know.
What aisle is that in?
It's in the gaming aisle.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen those.
Gamer glasses.
Oh.
Hey, everybody out there, email me.
Did you get any emails?
Nope. So sad.
I see.
Okay, play the sad song right here.
Yeah, because you're editing this.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to talk about.
I'm just so full right
anything
now.
Anything can or nothing related?
There's
still that other video I want to do where I told Phil about it. Where I'm complaining about stuff.
What?
Yeah, I already told you about it.
Is this the one that has the phone texting thing?
No. No, it's me complaining about stuff. And then you're like, what? Why am I here?
Yeah. We just question life.
Yeah.
It's Prometheus.
You want to talk about Prometheus? You seem to be trying to talk about it all the time.
No, I talked about it with Jude a bit. He seemed to really like it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
I liked it. It's a cool sci-fi movie. As an alien movie, it's just, it doesn't have a lot to do with it, but it's cool.
Is it long?
No, it's 2 hours.
Oh.
Which isn't bad.
But what should I watch first, Akira or Prometheus? Which one do you want back sooner?
I don't really care. I mean, I'm not going to watch Akira right now. And
but and
Prometheus, I have the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
So, I don't really need either one. All
right. All right.
Hold on to them if you need them.
Though Akira has sicker box art.
It does. Than it the comes one you in gave a tin. Me.
You're like, I think I have a spare case. Here you go. Thanks.
Did I give you a spare case?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, for Prometheus.
Yeah.
Yeah. That movie will probably have a sequel.
Prometheus 2, or would it be called something else?
I have no idea.
Are they making Wolverine 2?
They're making a movie called The Wolverine.
What?
They said it takes place after X-Men 3.
What?
And he's in Japan.
What? But he drank to forget in Japan.
I don't know.
They're so you're telling me the end of X-Men Wolverine, that ending was actually after X3?
It could have been.
Ugh.
I think they're trying to forget that movie.
What? Wolverine?
The Origins movie, yeah.
Why?
Because it was bad.
It was fine.
No, it wasn't.
Agent Zero.
Who was Agent Zero?
The Asian guy.
I don't remember that.
And then
I remember him is like fighting the helicopter or something.
And then in the behind the scenes, who's the guy who plays Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman's like, you know, in Korea, this guy's really popular. He's just really popular. Like we were there's a Korean bus tour when we were in New Zealand. All the Koreans knew him.
do you know yeah. who he is?
No.
You're not Korean.
No, I'm not. I only listen to K-pop. I don't, like, watch TV shows that over there. Though I have been watching some because I have Crunchyroll now, and I don't know what's Japanese and what's Korean, so I was like, click on this one. I mean, some of them you know is Korean because it goes like, Ongwak or something, Jongbak.
Yeah, can you tell, by the way they talk?
Yeah, totally can.
You just can't tell, like, when you see the thumbnail or something?
Yeah, like, when I see, like, the part, or if it's, like, the English translation, like, you know, the fighters or something, I don't know.
It doesn't tell you, like, country of origin
No,
or
it just says drama.
Huh.
Yeah. Because, you know, I don't think they want you to be racist. Just like, yeah, look at this one. You should give this one a try.
Why do they call them J-pop and K-pop? I mean, like, you know, Japanese pop.
But just to, you know, differentiate yourself from, like, regular...
Like, why don't they do that with other...
I think in Japan, like, they call it American pop and European pop and stuff.
Like, J-drama.
Yeah, Japanese drama.
J-comedy.
Yep.
K-comedy.
K-comedy? Yeah, K-comedy's pretty good.
Yeah.
He was just in a video. It was pretty good.
Yeah, watch it was a good brand of comedy.
Yeah.
We just said, you know, do this. That's your brand now.
We gave him his points, and he's like, All right,
doing it.
Yeah.
Here I go. Straight face.
Yep.
Anything else to talk about? Any other good stuff going on? Nothing happening. Just Christmas coming up, you know? Just waiting for that.
Best Buy, just waiting for Christmas. Oh, what about Halloween? You just totally forget about Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, F Halloween. Forget Halloween.
No, I started talking about that. And then somehow it went into, like, Batman. Because of your Batman costume.
Yeah. Well, your Batman costume.
My Batman costume.
Yeah. .tumblr.com.
Yep.
It's just all pics of Phil with his iPhone 5 looking at a mirror, trying to look at himself on the iPhone instead of looking at the actual picture. Ugh. I don't know if I want to eat any more of this.
I don't.
You know what you should do? Just go upstairs, go to your parents, just take it, and just walk back down here.
I'm going to bring some of this to work tomorrow.
You have a microwave at work?
Yep. Mm. It always smells like curry.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I'm just saying.
I wonder why.
If I ever want to flavor my food, I just put it in the microwave.
Oh, because you work right next to the dollar store.
Oh, yeah, that's why. That's why.
So all the people from the dollar store come to your break.
Yeah.
Well,
I think we're coming to the end here.
Recommends.
What do you recommend?
I recommend the battery thing for my 3DS.
The Nyko, what's it called? The Power, yep. Power Pack
yep.
Plus.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend Hori Fight Stick. Hori's
Fight Stick?
Hori.
How do you spell it?
H-O-R-I.
Oh, okay.
There's like three... There's three major brands. There's Hori, a Chinese one called Quanba, and then the Mad Cats.
Those are the only three?
Oh, three good ones.
Oh. Why don't you get the Mad Cats one?
I couldn't find one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can only find it, like, eBay, and then you pay, like, $200 or something.
Yeah.
It's more or less the same thing. And it just has Street Fighter pictures on it.
Did you hear that Game Genie's coming back?
Really? For... Yeah.
I don't know, but it's not what it was.
Oh, yeah, I think I heard about this.
It was just, it's just a save game editor.
That's not Game Genie.
Yeah, I know. I want to put A01725498 6B, yeah, and then see what happens.
I want to, like, glitch up my
and
games.
And then the game just, like, crashes. Every time I try to save a game, it just crashes because of this one, yeah, code. Oh, because it was a 7 instead of a 3. How does that happen?
Yeah.
You know, XOOF is a repeater. So what you would have to do is, in the line of code, it would be something, something. And then the next line would have to be the same number, but the last four digits would have to be XOOF. And then you have to repeat, like, the same thing again, different number, then have the same thing, XOOF.
You know, I never used a Game Genie.
I used a Game Shark a lot.
Game Shark?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
But for PlayStation.
Yeah. Different brand. But, like, yeah, in terms of, like, hacking and stuff, hex editing, it's all that.
That's crazy.
I know. Where did the connection come between these things?
I don't know.
Becoming that.
Who came up with this? Was this officially licensed?
No, stuff? It wasn't.
Because there are a lot of commercials on TV for,
yeah,
this.
I know. But then when, like, Game Shark came out, they stopped having those commercials.
Well, in general, they never. I mean, like, cool video game commercials don't really exist anymore. Back in the 90s, they were so crazy.
It was so cool. You see the guy stab the dude and it says, Assassin's Creed, coming soon, or whatever. Well, I think you mean, like, live-action ones, right?
Yeah.
Robin Williams, always talking about Zelda, goes, Daddy, stop talking about me.
I saw this whole interview with him and his daughter talking about Zelda on the 3DS.
Really? How long was it?
It wasn't that long. It was, like, some promo thing. But it was just them talking about, like, oh, yes, I bond with my daughter over Zelda. And I named her Link or something.
Zelda.
Zelda.
Zelda Williams, that's her name.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for her.
And they had the special, like, Zelda 3DS. And yeah. It's cool. It's cool to be Robin Williams.
Not cool to be Robin Williams' daughter. Sister.
Do you think their household is just kind of, like, too much dad? Come on.
What do you mean?
You know how he's always on? He's just... He can't stop.
Oh.
Do you think he's like that
at
home?
No, I think it's a switch on him. He can turn it on and off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Robin Williams. What's the last good movie with Robin Williams?
Photoshop thing?
Photoshop. Was that Photo Booth?
Sure, I don't know. Photo Man.
One Hour Photo?
Maybe.
Yeah. I never saw that. Derek always used to tell me to see it.
Yeah, it was just, you know, different Robin Williams.
Yeah.
I think the most recent one that I saw was the one where he was like a love connoisseur.
Oh, yeah.
That's because my ex-girlfriend wanted to go see it. It's Robin Williams!
Yeah, okay. He's funny. Last movie I saw with Robin Williams was RV. That was not good.
RV?
Because Jude told me to see that.
Right! Jude was surprised.
Liked that movie.
He was supposed to see another movie, and then he saw RV, and then...
He's like, Phil, RV was pretty good. You should check that out. Alright. I think I'd check it out like a year later.
I was thinking that, because there was another movie where a family's on a road trip that year too, right? It was the Ice-T one.
Oh, yeah. Are We There Yet?
There you go.
Yeah.
That's why when you heard RV, I'm like, I'm pretty sure that was RV2.
No. RV2.
Like, you know how they did Triple X, where, what's it called? First it was Vin Diesel, and then it was Ice-T.
Oh.
And then The Rock was
supposed to be. State of the Union.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to
sign off.
We're going to see you all next month.
With Wii U.
Wii U and new vids. And
new vids?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, one.
Whoa. New vids.
Well, if you count the Jacken stuff.
But that's not going on the camera thing.
We're associated. You know, I'm just going to be like, you know, affiliations. Remember when websites used to do that? They had those affiliation... They have links, and then they have their affiliates. And they're like people who, like, here's my friend's website, or I kind of know these guys who created this other Dragon
Isn't that what you have on the Cat of Nothing on your links?
They're just links.
You have Mega 64 there. Yeah, I think you have Winamp there still, don't links. You? Hey, yo, check out Winamp.
We put QuickTime.
There you go.
And we're like, QuickTime, our compressor of choice
our
or something.
Our go-to.
And we never use QuickTime anymore. I haven't used it for at least 5 years.
Good stuff.
Good stuff, QuickTime. Good job, Apple. You made a good video player.
Yep.
Have you seen Windows 8?
I saw some, yeah. Not firsthand.
Yeah, I know. I just, like, have you seen what it's all about?
Yeah. So, the guy who I was watching the video of,
yeah,
was like, so, this is the new thing. You can still do all the old stuff, but this is a new thing. But don't worry about it. You can still do all the old stuff. So, I was like, oh, okay.
The video I saw was, I don't know how much you know about it. There is a part where you can actually click and it goes back to the regular,
yeah,
old school desktop. So the guy, he has his dad using it. And the video is called, like, this is how real people will use Windows 8. So he says, okay, dad, click on this one. He clicks on it. Oh, okay, that looks familiar. Okay, you know, here's the, you know, Explorer and everything. Oh. And he's like, now how do I go back? It's like, I don't know, figure it out. The rest of the video was like 3 minutes or something. He's just clicking around. Nope, that's not it. What do I do? I'm stuck. I can't go back. And at the end, he's just like, what? Who made this? Microsoft. Well, Microsoft, what are you trying to do? Drive me to Apple? Video ends.
How do you go back?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure the other guy went back.
Yeah, I saw there's a way to go back. You just click on something.
Yeah. But it's not the same, but it's not the home button.
Yeah. And there's no start button. When I install programs, where do I go?
Well, if I have to go /C command.
Open up DOS.
Yeah.
Type in the commands. We're going old school.
I think that's why, like, you have to, like, pin everything to your... Yeah. I pin now. I don't use start anymore. I hardly use start. I just
don't like having my desktop full of stuff. So if it's not essential, if it's not something I use daily, then I just... don't put it there.
I just pin Steam and Firefox, and that's all I really need.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'd rather just click on that one thing. I don't want to double-click on stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
So Windows 8, you gonna get it?
Probably not. No. Not unless I get a computer that just has it. Because even Windows 7, like, I didn't intend to get it, but Richard's like, here you go. Okay.
People are saying how Windows 7 is going to be the new XP, where, like, just a bunch of people underground will just keep using it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, people really love XP for some reason. I find them all to be more or less the same.
Yeah.
Because I don't really use it that much. Well, like, hardcore use it. I can install programs, that's all I need.
Like, there's one thing, like, you know, Vista was a bit more of a pain, but it wasn't like...
Well, because Vista was the one that started off with, like, hey, if you open this, do you want us to actually open it or not? And you have to figure out how to turn that off. But other than that, it was... Well, and I guess some...
There's some, like, internal issues that you weren't entirely sure what...
Yeah, I was like, oh, my old printer doesn't work with this, and I have to wait for the update. But yeah, they're all the same. Windows 8 is a little weird. Because it's meant for that tablet.
Yep. You gonna get the tablet?
No.
So if you were to choose between the iPad and the Windows tablet... See, because I would choose the Windows tablet. Because it fucking... First of all, it plays Flash. Second of all, you can get that keyboard thingy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd go with that, too. All right.
Launch day.
We're doing it. iPhones and Windows tablets.
Unboxing. Here we go.
Let's do it.
And then, right. And then we look at it and be, well, that's a piece of crap in the store.
Okay. Let's end this.
Yeah, you could have ended it whenever.
Yeah, I know. Then I just remembered Windows 8 for some reason.
I mean, as you listen to this, I'm telling Phil right now, you could end it anytime before any of this.
But we're not going to. Goodbye.